Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the Tech Loft podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Sega Genesis Mini. Before I begin, I just want to remind everyone that you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and of course, the original home for this podcast, Anchor.fm, where you can create podcasts and have them blasted out to every podcast, popular podcast platform on the internet. Now, depending who you are in the mini console wars, the mini consoles have been a hit or a miss. If you're Nintendo, they've been a hit. Super Nintendo, Nintendo Entertainment System, classic minis, they've been great. The well-designed, well-put-together, well-received by the fans. The only problem was supply, especially with the Nintendo Entertainment System. Very short supply, which drove the prices on the aftermarket right up. I've seen up to $300-$400 for a console, and hopefully not many people chased after them. Now, if you're Sony, they've been, I'm going to say, a failure. Sony did not put any thought behind their console. I really believe it was just a cash grab. Everything from the emulation to choices of games, even the game files themselves, were no thought was put into it. You got European PAL versions of the game images in the North American version of the console. There are differences between the PAL and the NTSC version, beginning with frame rates, and that has a big effect on your gameplay, and a lot of the fans noticed it when they purchased their mini console. So for Sony, clearly cash grab, poor planning, at least in my opinion, and a lot of the fans out there agree. So now, moving on with Sega. Now, Sega has planned a Genesis / Mega Drive, known in Japan, for a year now. It's been exactly 1 year since Sega has come on stage and announced that they were releasing a classic edition of the Mega Drive for the 30th anniversary of the Mega Drive, Sega Genesis. So I'm just reading a clip here. To commemorate the console's upcoming 30th anniversary, Sega took the opportunity to unveil its own miniature classic edition version of the legendary 16-bit Genesis, or Mega Drive, as the rest of the world known. The Mega Drive Mini will be released in Japan first, and then the US and other territories later this year. Now, this article was from April 14th, 2018. Now, at the time, AT Games was a partner with Sega, and AT Games has had experience developing and selling Genesis flashback consoles. However, there have been a lot of complaints about the quality of AT Games, their consoles that they release. Apparently, the Atari versions, they've been pretty good, Commodore, but when it came to Sega, they've just been really poor quality, from the sound emulation to screen tearing, things like that. So that's where we were at April 2018. AT Games was the partner, and they were gonna and Sega was ready to release the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive for later that year in 2018. Then we move ahead to September 2018, where several articles were posted on the internet, where Sega announced on its Twitter account that the release of the Mega Drive Mini, the miniature version of the classic console, would be delayed until sometime in 2019. The Mega Drive Mini's release was originally slated to coincide with the console's 30th anniversary in Japan, but its global availability was unknown. Now, the company has confirmed that the miniature console will be released as the Mega Drive Mini in Japan and Europe, as well as the Sega Genesis Mini in North America. Sega also announced that it was working with a Japanese developer to review the design and software for the console. It's not clear if this news means that AT Games, the company behind the poorly reviewed Genesis Flashback console, is still involved in the project as it was originally announced. So AT Games looks like they've been kicked out of the project, and I'm glad they were. And further evidence from the article states that it seems that AT Games has deleted the original Facebook post from April that announced that the Mega Drive Mini would be powered by its hardware. So a lot of fans were really, really happy about this news because, like I've mentioned, AT Games did not do a really good job, or they did a really poor job of the Sega console flashback editions. Now, before I begin, I just want to take a quick little break to play a commercial from one of our sponsors here on the Tech Loft podcast. And a big thanks once again to our sponsors. So now let's fast forward to the present time where, just last week, there's been more development on the Sega Genesis Mini. So we have a release date, and it is September 19th, 2019. So after about a year of delays due to quality concerns and wrangling with former retro console partner AT Games, finally, Sega has finally readied its Sega Genesis Mini console for a worldwide September release, complete with 40 included games. Technically, Sega Japan's announcement that the Mega Drive Mini was incoming, but the Mega Drive branding was also used only in international markets. Here in North America, the Sega Mega Drive, called the Sega Genesis, will feature the Genesis brand. Just like Nintendo's NES and Super NES Classic retro consoles, the Sega Genesis Mini is shrunken down replica of the original 16-bit Genesis console that launched all the way back in August of 1989. Its included controller, however, is essentially identical to the original in terms of size and button configuration. It is unclear what the specifications of the Genesis Mini's internal hardware may be, but the console most likely features a low-power ARM-based single-board computer, some flash memory, and updated HDMI outputs to make it easy to connect to modern televisions and displays. The list of integrated games includes popular titles like Space Harrier 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Castlevania Bloodlines, Gunstar Heroes, Wrestle Ball, and many others. There is no word as to whether or not users will be able to add more games on their own, but considering how easy it is to hack competitors like the NES and Super NES Classic, I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes possible in a short time after the console's release. It's not a feature right out of the box, which I doubt it will be. It never will be a feature out of the box, but hopefully the good guys at Mod My Console will find a workaround and hack the box so we can add our own ROM titles. And I also want to mention that M2, a collaborator of Sega's on the Sega Ages and Sega 3D Classics Collection, is producing the Mini's ports. Sega emphasized first-party production quality in its marketing for the Mini, as the company returns to the hardware business after last producing the Sega Dreamcast in 2001. The Mini's menu music is composed by Yuzo Koshiro of Streets of Rage. So what we know about the hardware is the Mini itself, which will be half the size of the original Sega Genesis / Mega Drive video game console. It includes two full-size replica controllers through USB, a USB to micro B power cable, and an HDMI video cable. There will be a separate mini console releases for North America, Europe, and Japan, as the Mini will reproduce the original console's regional decal and color variations. The North American and European units include three-button controllers, while the Japanese controllers will have six buttons. So this is pretty exciting news, and I will be this is something that I will be picking up when September rolls around and this mini console is released. Now, growing up, I did not have a Sega Genesis. I had the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, and you know, it's not like, you know, today where people have two or three different consoles in the same generation. You know, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and a Nintendo Switch. It wasn't like that. Once you had one gaming console, that was it. I know a lot of friends and family that had the Sega Genesis, and it was a pretty good console. I fondly remember NHL 94 on that console, and it was fun. But this is something that I will get up. Won't be nostalgia for me, but I think I just want to get it as part of the collection, since I have the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, the PlayStation, the PlayStation Classic. So this will be a nice addition to the collection, as well as, you know, hopefully they can hack it so I can add some ROMs to it. And have some fun. Plus, there'll be a lot of Genesis games that I've never played, so it'll be fun to introduce myself to these Genesis classics that I never really got my hands on. So just to go over the games list that they have so far, that there's more to come. There's going to be 40 titles, which is going to be a lot than all the other mini consoles have released. We've got Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania Bloodlines, Space Harrier 2, Shining Force, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Toe Jam and Earl, Comic Zone, Sonic the Hedgehog, Altered Beast, Gunstar Heroes. So Sega is planning on releasing more titles as we get closer to the release date. The console is available for pre-order, so that's even better news. That's for sure something way better than what Nintendo has done. When they released their classic consoles, there was no pre-order. You just basically had to show up early, like at 6 o'clock before the store, Toys R Us opened. And I remember they gave out tickets. So, you know, you'd have that place in line, and hopefully there'd be enough consoles, by the time your number was called. But you can pre-order these. I'll have links to Amazon where you can just click the link and, pre-order a Genesis Mini if you're interested in getting one. So hopefully everyone should be able to get their hands on a console without any frustration, like trying to get a Nintendo Classic Mini. And there you have it, folks. That's the news on the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive Mini coming September 19th, 2019. It's gonna come with two classic controllers, 40 games. It's even gonna have a USB power adapter, something that Sony cheaped out on. Unbelievable. Sony, just unbelievable. Probably the only company that failed at trying to release a mini console. And they have, because I've seen the Sony PlayStation Mini go down to $40. And I picked it up for $60, and I thought I got a good deal. But I saw that thing dip down to $40, but it was way too late. I already owned one, and I think I had it for about 2 months when I saw that deal. But I hope this is a success. It looks like Sega is putting a lot of time, a lot of effort, trying to get this right. And so far, I think they're doing a fantastic job. They've actually stopped working with AT Games. They brought it in-house, and even getting just pre-orders. So hopefully everyone that wants one will get one. So I'm really looking forward to it. And again, I'm looking forward to some of these games that I never played. So folks, hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast episode 18 of the Tech Loft podcast. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can find the show on our website, techloft.com. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.